You're listening to Evangelism with Johnny Hunt, a podcast from the North American Mission Board that equips you and your church to share the gospel. Now, here are your hosts.
Welcome, Pastor, to Evangelism with Johnny Hunt. Thanks so much for listening. Today we have Johnny Hunt and a very special guest.
Hey, Pastor, we believe that we can so much learn from hearing what pastors are doing to lead their churches in evangelism. So today, we've asked a great friend of ours, Alex Hamaya, to join us. Alex pastors Battle Creek Church in Oklahoma and is doing an incredible job. So, Alex, thanks for joining us, friend.
I'm happy to be with you guys. Happy to be with you today.
Alex, in 2002, you had a vision for a new church in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Tell us about your vision and how the church began.
Well, we got a call. I was doing student ministry with Ronnie Floyd in Springdale and got a call from a dying church called Gracemont Baptist Church to come be their pastor. They had about 120 people and several million dollars in debt and a dilapidated shopping mall. And that was kind of the invitation to come and be their pastor. It felt like an invitation to get on the Titanic, you know, after it hit the iceberg, you know, not before. Like we just hit an iceberg, we're taking on more water than we can bear, and do you want to come be our pastor? And we said no for about 6 months, but God was privately dealing with us about going. And this was before church planting was vogue. You know, and it was certainly before the restart movement, but we ended up coming over and meeting with them. They were a little bit sneaky group, and they said, hey, we understand you're not going to come, but we just feel led to talk to you. Will you help us find a pastor? So I started coming over on Saturday mornings once a month and meeting with the whole church and just coaching them on how to find a pastor and how to be ready when a pastor does come, and started asking them all kinds of questions, like, you know, what if, and hard questions, pushing them. And they kept saying, we're good with all of that. And, you know, I was trying to get at what are the sacred cows, and they kept saying there are none. I knew they were lying because the church didn't end up in a mess like that, you know. But truth be told, all of the sacred cows and the people with any semblance of leadership gifts had all left. And so it was a group of very devoted followers to Jesus who didn't have permission to leave yet. God wouldn't let them leave. And so halfway through that journey, we just felt like God was basically saying, we want you to come here. Or, you know, I want you to come here. I felt tricked by them and the Lord, but came. And so technically it wasn't a church plant. Technically it was a restart. And as much of a church birth, it was a church death, you know, but because we agreed to plant it in the ground and see what comes up and see what Jesus birthed out of it. And, you know, Jesus said, if a seed falls, you know, and it's not planted, it dies a needless death. But when you plant it, he can do what he wants to do with it. And so that's what we did. So we came in March of 2003, and by June we had buried the church, the first church I pastored, in the ground. And by August, that's great resume material, by the way. We took 120-0. And in August, we launched the church, 2003.